Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Thursday, December 1st. Today on Forbes, could Mr. Beast be the first YouTuber billionaire? Jimmy Donaldson, a sweet-faced 24-year-old YouTuber, is dressed up as Willy Wonka, complete with a purple velvet topcoat, oversized gold bow tie, and orange top hat. The 6'4" creator known as Mr. Beast is making a video to promote Feastables, the candy bar brand he launched last winter. He has lured 10 fans who found golden tickets in one of his Mr. Beast bars to a warehouse in eastern North Carolina that Donaldson built. There they find a faux chocolate factory with huge gummy bears hanging off tree branches in a lollipop forest and, just like in the movie, a real chocolate river flowing into a waterfall. In a room lined with bouncy marshmallows, the contestants stand on spinning peppermints. First one to fall loses. The winner takes home $500,000, a new car, and a bite-sized piece of Donaldson's fame. It's silly, G-rated fun. And it's wildly profitable. That one 17-minute video has racked up 121 million views in the last 6 months, and Mr. Beast has made thousands more. He earned $54 million last year, including $32 million from ads across his dozen-plus channels, and $9 million from sponsored content. He's the most subscribed to YouTube personality in the world, with 112 million subscribers. His earnings, already the highest of any social media creator, are set to double in 2022 to as much as $110 million. He says, quote, "A lot of people still see YouTubers as a subclass of influencers. They still just don't truly understand the influence a lot of creators have." In the hyper-competitive, occasionally nasty world of social media, Mr. Beast is a collaborator. In November, to celebrate becoming the top YouTuber, he enticed 11 YouTuber friends, including Laserbeam, 20.2 million subscribers, George Not Found, 10.5 million, and Calix, 4 million, to compete for a $2.5 million private jet. It was an endurance contest a la Hands on a Hard Body. Whoever kept their hand touching the plane the longest won. Donaldson's videos, typically made on budgets of $1.5 million to $3 million, are famous for silly stunts. Mr. Beast counts to 100,000, Mr. Beast is buried alive for 50 hours in a coffin, and his videos are also famous for giving out large sums of money, $10,000 to $1 million, for doing things like stealing a diamond in a warehouse guarded by laser alarms, or staying inside a circle painted in his field for 100 days. That's a lot of money going out the door. But much more is coming in, thanks to YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok. Donaldson says, quote, "It's pretty simple. Honestly, I got my first brand deal for $10,000 and I gave it away. I got it, went outside, and gave it to a homeless person. I don't want to play it up too much. It just felt good. It's a world where I take 10 grand and light it on fire and make 20 grand. Donaldson is moving quickly to tether his online fame to offline businesses. He sold 4 million Feastables bars, each variety made with organic cacao and fewer than 6 ingredients, in the 3 months after its January 2022 launch. The brightly packaged candy bars are now available online and in 4,700 Walmart stores. Donaldson is the majority owner, with venture investors pumping in a reported $5 million for 20%. Feastables follows Donaldson's success with Mr. Beast Burger, which started out as a delivery-only virtual restaurant in December 2020 and quickly became the fastest-growing restaurant brand in the country. Feastables is more profitable, pulling in an estimated 40% gross margin compared to around 30% for the burger chain. But Mr. Beast Burger has bigger reach. In 2021, it had $70 million in annual sales, and it's on track to hit $100 million in sales this year. Donaldson is the sole owner of his studio, but is looking to sell a small stake. If he has his way, 10% could cost $150 million. A deal that rich would value the studio at $1.5 billion, making Donaldson the world's first billionaire YouTuber, his 90% stake worth $1.4 billion. Even now, Forbes estimates Donaldson is worth some $500 million. Donaldson says, quote, "Your probability of being a billionaire is higher if you don't make that your goal. Just focus on making a company that is dope." For full coverage, check out Chloe Sorvino's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.